Just a thought on the parasha. You find the Isser in this week's parasha, Le'yovei Amayim Me'avi B'kal Hashem. We are prohibited from having any marriage union with a Amayim Me'avi. They are allowed to join Klal Yisrael, but nonetheless, one is prohibited from marrying an Amayim Me'avi. And the pasuk goes further and says why. The pasuk says, Al-Tavar Asher Lo Kidmu Eschem B'lechem B'mayim. Because when you came out of Mitzrayim, they did not come forth to provide you with the things you needed to help you survive. That apparently revealed a midah ra, tchuna, which caused that they cannot become part of Klal Yisrael eternally. Now, they got married into Klal Yisrael eternally. The pasuk continues and says, "Va'al asher sochas bilam ben ba'or l'kal lecha," on the matter of not having provided you with food, and then there's a separate issue with having paid bilam ben ba'or to come curse you out. Now, seemingly, one can wonder, this seemingly seems like two different issues completely, or perhaps are they related? Second point of Ian here, they hired Bilam to curse you out. Now the hiring really was not so much the issue. The issue was they were out to kill Klal Yisrael. The actual transaction that took place where they're trying to, when Bala comes along and offers money through his intermediaries, through himself, you know, the paying itself doesn't seem to be such a major issue. So I heard suggested a thought that perhaps one could explain this pasuk along the lines. There's a well-known base of Levi that says that Yosef has a whole exchange with his brothers. And his brothers say how they can't bring Binyamin down to Mitzrayim, because if they do, his father's surely going to die. He won't be able to bear the anguish of being separated. And then Yosef reveals himself. He says, "Ani Yosef ha'od avichai." And on these words, "Ani Yosef ha'od avichai," the Medrash Rabbi continues and says, "Amar Rabbi Kain Bardla, Oylonu miyayim hadin, Oylonu miyayim hatechecha." Woe is to us, each individual that's here, because of the yayim hatechecha. Because if the brothers stood there and they were not able to respond to Yosef when he said those words, and they were not able to respond, Kol Shkein, we will not be able to answer Kadosh Baruch Hu. When he comes before the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yaveh Kadosh Baruch Hu v'yechiach l'chol echad l'fi ma'ashehu. Because Baruch Hu is mechiach l'chol echad l'fi ma'ashehu, what are we going to answer? Now what does that have to do with Yosef? Beis Levi explains that a lot of times we go through life and we have a lot of cheshbonos. The things we do, the things we don't do. And things we don't do, you know, no one likes to think of themselves as being too bad. So we generally have ways where we vindicate ourselves. And we say, look, you know, we're human, we have things we try to do, but the rest we slip up because that's the way we are. And we find all sorts of excuses. One can argue whether or not these excuses stand up in halacha. But beyond that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the person, you should know your own ma'aseh, your own actions indicate they're the greatest implication of your arguments. They tell you that your arguments aren't really worth anything, because you have a person, for example, who says, you know, I can't wake up for shacharis. I can't get out of bed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, look at your own, you know, watch the video of yourself. Look, when you had a meeting, you got out of bed. When you had a flight, you got out of bed. And shacharis, you can't. Your own personal actions are the greatest proof of whether or not your arguments are valid. It's the biggest musar. Yosef told his brothers, the whole time you're telling me that if you send down your brother, your father's going to die. Because what happened by me? You sent me away. You weren't worried about my father surviving then. If you're truly worried about the survival of your father, where were you all those years when I was gone? How could you send me away? And that answer, when a person's own actions implicate himself, that's something a person can't answer. So it comes Yom HaDin, the Medrash Lashon is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechiach L'chol Echad L'fi Ma'asehu. Our own actions. He's not going to ask us why you weren't the God of Hador. He's not going to ask us why you weren't something else. But I'll ask you, you yourself show that you're capable of so much more. If you prove you're capable of it, so where were you? Now, that said, perhaps we can come back to the pasuk. Maybe that's also could be a pshat in the pasuk. Amin and Mayim were taking the task for not providing food for Klal Yisrael. They feasibly come up with a pretty reasonable answer. They could say, look, supplying, you know, Klal Yisrael was holding it about 3 million people. To supply them with lechem and mayim would be a tremendous expense. It costs a lot of money. And for us to shell out that type of money, we just can't do it. You know, to mafarnes the whole country. The pasuk continues, when push came to shove and you had to do it, you know, pay out money, all of a sudden Balak says, whatever you want, tell Bilam any money, money's not an issue. For something so serious, money's not an issue. So you show the money's not an issue. All of a sudden now you go back to the original time though. Where were you for the food? All of a sudden the money doesn't, the argument, you're trying to save money, doesn't hold water.